A reading from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 4 to 9. The Lord has given me a well-trained tongue, that I might know how to answer the weary, a word that will waken them. Morning after morning, he wakens my ear to hear as disciples do. The Lord God opened my ear. I did not refuse, I did not turn away. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who tore out my beard. My face I did not hide from insults and spitting. The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to death. He who declares my innocence is near, who will oppose me? Let us appear together. Who will dispute my right? Let them confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. Who will declare me guilty? And a reading from Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 to 25. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." How much did Jesus know, and when did he know it? Today we have the third servant song from our first reading, which is a memorable set of striking images: an open ear, a well-trained tongue that knows how to speak to the weary. "I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. I did not shield my face from buffets and spitting. I have set my face like flint." Isaiah 50 verses 4 to 7. If this is ascribed to Jesus, as we Christians always have, then it clearly portrays one who is totally subject to the human condition, all the way to the bottom. He is a good listener and speaker, but in the end, his is an act of trust that another will vindicate him with utter confidence that he will not be put to shame. The suffering servant here portrayed is a human being just like you and me. He does not know the outcome ahead of time, or his confidence would be in himself and God to pull it off, which would then largely be a matter of the willpower of belief. Faith is so much more than strong willpower. In Matthew's gospel text, Jesus certainly appears to know ahead of time that Judas is going to betray him, and as much tells him so. But he also appears to be saying that it is destiny or fate and foretold by Scripture. Is this foreknowledge that the pattern of the suffering servant that he is referring to? We do not know for sure, although John sees it predicted in Psalm 41 verse 10. "Even my closest and most trusted friend who shared my table rebels against me," which he quotes in chapter 13 verse 18. If this is the psalm Jesus is referring to, then the fuller meaning is clear. "Yahweh, take pity on me and raise me up," 41 verse 11. His victory is a dramatic reliance upon God, a mammoth leap of faith, not a Superman stunt by a man who knows the full outcome ahead of time. We have done the believing community a major disservice by so emphasizing his divinity that his humanity was all but overridden. He did not really have to live faith or darkness as we do. He knew everything from his youngest years, most Christians naively assume. Yet Hebrews beautifully calls Jesus the pioneer and perfecter of our faith in chapter 12, verse 2. We cannot believe that his was a totally different brand of faith than the rest of humanity. Many scholars believe that it was only at the resurrection that Jesus' human mind and divine consciousness became one. Until then, he was like us in all ways except sin. Hebrews 4, verse 15. Now I believe you are much better prepared to walk through the sacred days ahead with a Jesus who shares, suffers, and trusts God exactly as you and I must learn to do. He walked in darkness too. And again from today's reading in Matthew 26. When it grew dark, he reclined at the table with the 12. In the course of the meal, he said, "I tell you solemnly, one of you is about to betray me." Distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." And our starter prayer for this day. Faithful Jesus, your faith was tried just like mine, but even more. Yet you trusted that you would never be put to shame, and into God's hands you entrusted your spirit. Give me courage to do the same in the time of trial. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.